This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. U.S. President Donald Trump urged the Republican-run Senate to consider without delay his upcoming nomination to fill the Supreme Court vacancy created by the death of Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg. This just 6 weeks before the election. Speaking to reporters outside the White House Saturday, President Trump said he expects to have a choice very soon and will send that choice to the Senate. On the White House lawn, he said his nominee for the Supreme Court will most likely be a woman.
If somebody were to ask me now, I would say that a woman would be in first place, yes. The choice of a woman, I would say, would certainly be appropriate.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell of Kentucky vowed Friday, just hours after Ginsburg's death, to call a vote for Mr. Trump's upcoming nominee. Democrats say it's hypocrisy after McConnell refused to consider then-President Obama's nominee, Judge Merrick Garland, 11 months before the 2016 election. The remaining eight Supreme Court justices have written emotional statements remembering Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Justice Clarence Thomas wrote that he was heartbroken to learn of her death, describing her as the essence of grace, civility, and dignity, a superb judge who gave her best and exacted the best from each of us. Whether in agreement or disagreement, Thomas goes on to say, as outstanding as she was as a judge, she was an even better colleague. Unfailingly gracious, thoughtful, and civil, he said the quality and pace of her work never suffered as she was ill, nor did her demeanor toward her colleagues. He concluded he will miss his friend dearly. This is VOA News. President Trump touted what he called a fantastic deal that could see Oracle and Walmart become U.S. tech partners for TikTok, which the president is seeking to ban over security concerns. He told reporters at the White House he was getting the deal with Oracle his blessing and that it had addressed U.S. national concerns.
It'll continue to be named TikTok as it was all along, and that's it. That's it. So I can say that I have given the deal my blessing. If they get it done, that's great. If they don't, that's okay too. But it's a great deal for America.
About 100 million Americans use TikTok, and U.S. officials have expressed concern about user data and the potential for China to access the information. Trump critics have said that while TikTok security risks are unclear, the sweeping ban he had proposed raised concerns about the government's ability to regulate free expression. Tens of thousands of people joined the biggest protest in years in Thailand Saturday, cheering calls to curb the power of the country's monarchy, as well as for the removal of the former coup leader, Prime Minister Prachanocha. The protests have been building in the Southeast Asian country since mid-July. They've broken a long-standing taboo by criticizing the monarchy as well as seeking a new constitution and elections. Thai authorities have said criticizing the monarchy is unacceptable in a country where the king is constitutionally enthroned in a position of revered worship. News reports estimate at least 30,000 people took part in Saturday's demonstrations. Organizers said there were more than 50,000, while police said there were 18,000, still enough to make it the biggest since he took power in 2014. Police in the capital of Belarus cracked down sharply Saturday against a woman's protest march, demanding the authoritarian president's resignation, arresting more than 200 people, including an elderly woman who has become a symbol of the six-week protests that have roiled the country. Among those detained during Saturday's demonstration was prominent 74-year-old protester Nina Baginska. During the weekend protest, police officers blocked demonstrators in several locations. The demonstrations first began after the country's presidential election last month that officials say handed Alexander Lukashenko a sixth term in office with an overwhelming 80% support. He's been in office for 26 years. Opponents of the longtime leader have claimed the election was rigged. By remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.